You know, we're looking at China, unlike the Western countries like developed countries, US, UK, other European countries. It is a developing country. So people say, you know, it's understandable. It has to go through this phase of development, economic accumulation,
sure.
Everything about that. And then you'll be able to look at religion, belief, cultural stuff. And then, you know, everything is taking its...
My opinion to that is that that is really, really stupid thinking. There's no doubt. One of the things, if you study, because I did with import-export, there's an economist called Rostow. It calls the 6 stages of economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so great. So China's, you know, it's about the 4th stage right now, give or take. And it still is going to go to 5 or 6 one of these days with any kind of luck if its water supply doesn't give out. But with all of this, that's economic development. But you have to realize something. What's going to happen? You're going to say, oh, well, now we all get rich and blah, 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 blah. And then we can come back and look at it. But China had a culture. China is one of the primary source cultures on the face of the earth about how you make that inner journey. Taoism is one of the primary source cultures on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Buddhism is starting to get more and more and more popular in China, and most of it's coming out of Tibet, which I'll tell you, Tibet was at least, if not more backward than most of China. I mean, they lived way up in the mountains where like poverty was like, you know, pretty bad. But the fact of the matter is that Buddhism is spreading all throughout China, it's spreading throughout the West because people realize they want something inside them, so their insides are not empty. They're not empty. They're not in pain. They're not in suffering. They're not have any kind of internal balance. Because if you don't have internal balance, all you do is you swing from one end to the other, and it's like you get your head bashed in on that wall, and then like you bounce off the wall, and you kind of go, oh, everything's really great. And your head gets smashed on the next wall, and you bounce back, and oh, everything's great. And boom, you get head hit on the next wall.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is that it is like a hamster in a cage. You know, so you run and run and run and run and run. You know, it's a wheel. You just run, run, round, 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 round.
And there's
somewhere.
No end. And there's
no
meaning.
End. And there's no meaning. And there's no satisfaction. And there's no happiness. And there's no anything. So I'll grant you that China has to go through the purpose of the Cultural Revolution. Okay? Personally, I think Mao was a genius, but I think he got so many things wrong, it was ridiculous. He just got them wrong. He clearly got the whole economic development thing about as wrong as you can get. And that's why Deng Xiaoping had to come back. You know, I was a fan of Liu Shaoqi, Deng Xiaoping's mentor, because at least he had some idea of how to run an economy, and Mao had no idea. But Mao also had this idea of continuous revolution. We have to destroy everything in Chinese culture for China to rise up. Well, I hate to say something. The thing is that, you know, it could have been done. And China could have kept its culture, like Taiwan has kept a lot of it, and it could have risen up economically. Okay, so, you know, look, you get a good emperor, you get a bad emperor, you get an emperor who does some good things, he does some bad things, he's smart, in some places not so smart, in others, this is life. I mean, no emperor's been 100% in Chinese history, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, maybe Huang Di, but beside that, I don't know if anyone else is taking credit for that.
Sure.
But as you start looking at that, this whole thing of destroy all of Chinese culture, everything that's old, and they keep on destroying Chinese culture. They had the stuff that if China can build a modern economy, that can allow its people to have a chance of not having the economy destroy them
mm-hmm.
from the inside. I come from Americas. I come from New York City. And I lived next to San Francisco, Silicon Valley, where money everywhere. And people just had money everywhere. Money, 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 money. And even the poor people, frankly speaking, were living better than most people in Beijing were. And those are the ones who were rich.
Yeah.
So
they're on different
I understand different, but what I'm trying to say is that and these people are going through the same nonsense. They're having the same spiritual vacuums. That's the reason why so many of the educated people in the West, it's happened in Europe, they're walking away from Christianity. Because the stuff that was at the bottom of Christianity that really was a spiritual tradition, it just died a long time ago. I mean, my family were big deals in the Christian church for 1,000 years in the Byzantine Empire.
Mm.
I'm just telling you, a lot of that stuff is gone. And people know it's now they're left with beliefs, they're left with moral and ethical systems of whatever. But what they don't have, and what China had, is the ways of meditation. Qigong and Tai Chi and Xing Yi and Bagua, Xing Yi Quan, Bagua Zhang, those are just ways, those are entrance points.
Yes, but yeah. How to pass it on to the next generation?
It's very simple. This is my hope for the younger generation, right? Go and find the people who actually know this stuff and beg them to teach you and be prepared to do something. Be prepared that you're going to have to give up a certain amount of the time that you would be making money as an investment for the rest of your natural life. Because if you can get that and you can learn it. It will help you when you get older, and you can teach it to your children. And there will be some people who, you know, if they're willing to put in the time rather than just go for the gold, then they maybe can learn these things and they can pass it on to the next generation. You have no idea how sad it makes me. I'm a foreigner. I should not know most of the people about this stuff in Beijing. I should not know more than they do, and I do. And that is ridiculous. Okay, now in this one sense, it's not weird. Because you have Chinese who've gone to Harvard and MIT, and they get Nobel Prizes. So I don't think the stuff that's in China, in this one sense, I don't think it's Chinese.
Okay.
I think it's human. I think it was in China. It was locked up in China. But some of it's still here, and a lot of it's still here. And I just hope that people actually go and learn it, and the youth realizes that it's not just about gold. And the middle-aged people realize if they know it, maybe it's a little bit of their obligation. If they're getting a chance to make money, maybe they should give something back to the place.
Yeah, that is fresh.
Giving them a chance.
Your opinion is sharp and fresh, because a lot of people, when we're reporting news on a daily basis, well, we hear housing prices are going up and down and people are stuck in buying a house before they get married and they need to think about all these material possessions and all things. You know, and now you're telling young people to give up part of their time and a lot of their money to go find inner peace.
But what I am saying is this also. It's not going to be that every person's going to do it. Listen, only in this time does 1 in 100 even have what it takes if they get the teacher to have whatever the motivation is to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm speaking to that 1 in 100. I hope that there's a few people who hear this. And if they find someone who really knows what it is, that they make that investment. Because I would also tell you something. If you really get good in that kind of stuff, it's going to develop your insides that later on, you know, you hit your 30s, don't worry. If you get some opportunities to make money, you will have more inside you what it will take to make that money than the average person will. So I don't know if you're going to lose all that much out of it.
Yeah,
对，
所以如果你有更多的知识储备，你受教育水平高，然后找到内心的平衡和平静的话，你的生活可能会更加的舒适。
这是肯定，这个对道家的最重要的事情，内外相合。可是如果你有外，你没有内，到了相当的事情，你就全部完蛋。
嗯哼，
你有饭吃，你有钱，可是这个没有味道，你没有健康。也是这个晚上的时候你睡不了，也是你想什么，哦，什么是让你高兴？很少，哦，我可以醉了。哦，我可以换女人哦，很好，我可以哦，一个每年一个礼拜，我可以去一个漂亮的地方。可是你还有51个礼拜，你怎么办？你怎么办？这是你的命，生命跟钱是两个回事。我没有说钱是不好，我是美国人。什么？如果在美国你说钱是不好，他们要杀你，这是不可能。我们是这个不是。可是我说，钱以外，你也有命。跟你的生命是非常重要的事情，不是跟旁边的人，对你自己，你的生命是很重要的事情。
感谢方大师今天做客七嘴八舌 ，Thank you very much, Bruce Francis, join us on Chatterbox.